trees are big enough branch, you call that where it hit.
Tell me all about places where you, water would flow and you find flowing water and that sort of thing. Or you know, just water just standing still.
Well, now, I got a place young I dammed up. Hot weather, them horses go in there and cow.
Yeah.
And stand, get up in there. Watch yourself.
Really?
I can show to you right down there.
What do you call that?
It's just a branch from them springs. I dammed it up where it be deep for them horses.
Uh-huh.
And when it's hot weather, they go in there and stand up, cow. Hot weather, like it was yesterday. It was 90-something yesterday. And the day's supposed to be 75.
What kind of weather are we going to have tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Well, one of them cows that done got over on that other place. I'm going to have to get her out. See over on that other place?
You want to go over there and do it now?
Yeah, I'm going to go. You let this stuff go some wet now. I got a whole lot of wet to do.
Yeah?
Yes.
If you want to, you can quit now, or we'll...
Well, I got to fix that fence down there, and I got to, come on, sissy, put that dog up. She got 10 puppies, and I ate for them, get so hot. See, the sun shine hot.
Yeah.
And they come out the 1st of August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is that down there? Now, tell me about that dog.
Which one? Where that, I am?
Yeah.
That's the number old German, what you call him?
Chattahoochee
Cur.
Yeah?
Yes. Now you can train him to do anything you want to do when you train him young, but he's about 2 years old. That boy had a pile of them, see?
Yeah.
And he turned in and got Chattah, his sister, and kept that channel. Well, then he got a part blue tick and part something else down there.
Is that the one you told me you paid
$250
for?
No, that's mine in that pen this way.
Yeah.
He doesn't weigh on down yonder. That first pen where that Cattahoochee Cur at.
Yeah.
See, he done sold all his puppies but two. See?
That Cattahoochee Cur and your dog?
They ain't none of mine. That's his dog. My boy's dog. See, he brought them from way out on west.
Yeah.
He brought a pair of them. They about 2 years old.
Yeah, it's got a flaw in its eye.
Listen, now you can train them for hogs, cows, but if there's anything you want them to do, train them when they're young, you see.
Uh-huh.
Mine is just coons, deer, and squirrels, if you want to do that, possums, because I don't train mine for no deer. Now you can sit right here. Them darn coyotes come right across through there. Not this way, with them chickens.
Uh-huh.
Them fox come right on through here. I come out here one night last year. Fox done got him a hen out there, a grown hen. I turned them dog loose asking. It was about 1 o'clock at night. And they went on the way all the way around. They running right on around. And I put them back up. Then you know that rascal about an hour and a half, he come back and got him another hen.
You have problems with animals? What kind of animals come in to get in the hen house?
Foxes, possums, and minks, and these coyotes.
Yeah. What do you call them, all of them together? You got a name for them? Call them varmints?
I don't call them. I call them by the name one at a time.
Yeah.
And these coyotes.
You can tell when they're out